Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Thursday, April 10th. The moon is in the sign of Virgo, which of course is nitpicking, analytical, and of course things get quite hectic when the moon gets into a mutable sign. And today, things could get hectic. The moon connects to the lunar nodes today, and you know that we have a lot going on in the sign of Pisces and the sign of Virgo where the south node is. So as the moon transits through the south node, things transpire. Things feel on hold, and then things transpire because this is like a karmic experience, let's say, or you're waiting for things to happen. I like to say that planets in the sign of Pisces or in the 12th house is like God's waiting room. So you're waiting for something to happen, or you're waiting on a mechanic, or you're waiting on a repair person, or you're waiting for a phone call. I know it seems odd, but that's the way it goes. And of course, we have Venus, Saturn, the North Node, Mercury, and that fixed star, Shiat, all lined up in the sign of Pisces. And what does that mean? We all have to be super, super careful. Avoid accidents, avoid conflicts that could turn ugly, and of course, avoid road rage, right? Because you never know, who's going to react and how they're going to react. So we want to be extra, extra careful today. The moon in Virgo is also a harbinger of conflicts, arguments, conflicts. And we know that Mars is in the sign of Cancer, sextiling the planet Uranus in Taurus, which should be good, right? Should be, but it's not, because Mars doesn't like to be in the sign of Cancer, and Uranus doesn't like to be in the sign of Taurus. So that's sort of like opportunities where you're putting up with a situation. You might have somebody paying you rent, but you don't really want them there. So it's sort of like halfway yes, halfway no, halfway good, halfway not so good. And so again, it says we're going to be careful. Then Jupiter is still in his retrograde shadow and repeating things in the sign of Gemini. Communications, talking, issues with cars, but he'll be out of his shadow by April 30th or May 1st into new degrees. And Jupiter doesn't like to be in Gemini either. So we can say for sure that things are not exactly the way that we would like them to be. And we're just sort of muddling through. What I do like about the South Node and the moon in the sign of Virgo is like, okay, we've been here before. We know how to handle doing without, because Virgo is thrifty, security motivated, resourceful. And so we know how to handle things, maybe from prior experiences, prior lifetime experiences, or even from when we all endured the COVID lockdown and had to deal with shortages. So it does have that feel of chaos a little bit. So, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to get through, and the second half of 2025 won't be as chaotic for whatever reason, because Uranus will be changing signs and Mars will finally be out of Cancer and moving into the sign of Leo, with just a little bit of a hiccup when Mars does oppose Pluto right at the end of the month, when Jupiter also comes out of his shadow. So again, we're going to be cautious with these planets. We're going to make do. And we're going to be thrifty, try to save money, maintain what we have, like your car, your computers, and do that busy work that you need to get to, like cleaning a database, like what I'm doing, cleaning a database. And so if you get any emails from me today, just know that I'm cleaning my databases of any like extraneous information that's no longer needed or that needs to be purged. And I think that is a good way to deal with Mars in Cancer and the moon in Virgo. Clean up things, dust, clean up, manage your health and wellness. And of course, these planets in Aries are trying to get us more active, trying to get us outside, and trying to get us back to the gym, back to feeling energetic and up, upbeat. Well, that's all for now. Remember, you can always buy my books on Amazon.com. My 2025 horoscope guides are very useful. And you can subscribe, like, and share on social media everything that you read about me. Thank you.